This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan, getting you back in the swing of things after a three-day weekend. So we do have some good news for Braves country. We have a few more Braves announced to the All-Star lineup. Of course, we had the news last week that Ronald Acuna will be playing. Now Chris Sale has been named, and Matt Olson is part of the reserves. I did really think we would see Schwellenbach pop up on there.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked there's three, to be real with you.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel right now. And I think we all kind of have a bad taste in our mouth recently in terms of what Ronald Acuna has done at the plate. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy to see these hometown guys be able to be celebrated. And I think all of them are individually deserving, especially Chris Sale. I honestly thought if a month ago that Chris Sale was going to be the only guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he would be the only guy. And yet here we are, you know, this game happening in Atlanta that, you know, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I don't. Ronald Acuna Jr. is a star. That's why he's there. He got voted in because the fans voted him because he's a star. That said, Chris Sale and Matt Olson are very deserving. If you look what Sale did, I mean, he's the best pitcher for like 2 years. I mean, 2 months of the season until his injury. And Matt Olson leads the Braves in pretty much every category that matters: RBIs, home runs, I believe OPS. He's up there on on base percentage behind Ronnie, but he's also played like 89 games. He's probably the best defensive fielding first baseman in the league, or close to it. And so I say all the time, like, we don't realize it because we hark on not having Freddie here, but he's viewed across Major League Baseball as one of the best first basemen in the sport. I think everybody probably agrees that Freddie is first. But Olson is like two or three or four. Mm-hmm. He's right. He's top five. And he's having another great year. I mean, 17 home runs, 58 RBIs. They both lead the team. 997 fielding percentage. 739 chances defensively in the field with two errors. It's pretty good.
No, yeah, he's been incredible. I agree with you, too, that he's the best defensive fielder as far as first base goes, and probably Major League Baseball. He's just insanely good. And I think when you're a great fielding first baseman, it's almost one of those positions that kind of goes by the wayside. You're just like, you don't notice it. It's all about, you know, picking balls out of the dirt and doing different things. It's not like the hot corner. I feel like, you know, when you, like, Nolan Arenado in his prime, or like, you know, Ken Caminiti, and like guys like that that play at third base, you're like, oh my God. Like Scott Rowland, you're like, Jesus, that guy is insane. First base kind of goes by the wayside a lot of times because there's so many different aspects of what they're doing, as opposed to, you know, diving and catching balls down the line and being able to throw guys out over first base.
But you remember how good Shipper was as a fielder, but yes. Yet people were like, well, he's not top of his position when he was playing. They didn't think he was top of his position as a fielder, even though he was pretty freaking good. And he moved from shortstop at one point in his career when he was in the minors, so when he was drafted. I just think it's deserving. For the three guys that are there, it's deserving. And you can say, well, Acuna's not been good lately. No, he hasn't. I talked about it. But he was also so good when he first came out. And he's got stats better than, I don't know, guys like Michael Harris, other than RBIs. So you know, Ozzy, other than RBIs. It's just the chances haven't been there for him. So I'm happy for all three guys. And yeah, they're in Atlanta, and we won't get to see Sal, but we'll probably get to see the other two play.
Well, yeah. And I do want to rewind to, I think it was either Which One Wednesday or Fair or Foul Friday. One of my questions was, three Braves will be in the game. And I believe there was some negativity around that statement. And I said, wait until that week.
Good for you.
Wait until that week and yeah. We will see.
Hey, look, take your victory lap. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
I hope. And I just to kind of add on top of that, I know Ronald Acuña obviously is going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think there's only been two other guys opt in at this point that have been announced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping there's another, you know, kind of run coming as far as announcements for that go, because that's obviously a big event as well. And we'll see Ronald Acuña be a part of that. So that'd be fun to watch.
Absolutely. Well, two Atlanta Dream players made the All-Star team for the third time. Alisha Gray is a starter and Ryan Howard will be a reserve for the Dream. Atlanta United had a scoreless tie over the weekend with DC United, and 55,000 runners took to Peachtree on Friday in the 56th annual AJC Peachtree Road Race. And I did want to end on that note, because the Peachtree Road Race is something I love and participate in every single year. And it was amazing.
Yeah, I saw some of your videos from it. It looked really, really cool. And when you said 55,000, I almost felt ashamed of myself that I'm not one of them or have never been one of them. It almost feels like it's on a rite of passage for Atlanta people.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? To be able to do that. And so it's really, really cool. It looked like, you know, and you had your angle going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got to give you credit. You got your high-handed angle going. You know, and you know what's funny is you have the angle on the camera, and it's how I usually look at you when I'm standing next to you.
That's funny.
You know what I mean?
Well, good, because that's my angle.
That's my best angle. I'm like, well, that's the one I get every day.
My niece calls that my millennial angle. She's like, that's what moms do.
Got to get it up here. Got to get it up here.
Well, I was thinking about the Mack Drop all weekend. I was like, let me shout out everyone that won a medal for the Peachtree Road Race. And then I was like, no. They got money. They got paid. Congratulations. It's amazing what you did coming in first place for your age groups and everything.
How much cash are we talking?
Oh, I think first place is like $12,000 or something like that. Yeah, you make good money if you can come in first. But I wanted to see if we could use our forces combined today to hype up one Peachtree Road Racer that probably has no clue it's me that has found his story, but he is The Rick V on TikTok, at The Rick V. I've been watching his posts as he has been getting ready for the Peachtree Road Race. Rick has been training since the fall for the Peachtree. He's in his 50s, and he has lost 75 pounds along the way, just getting ready for this one race. He's been documenting every single step that he's taken. And what I loved about Rick was the video he had before the race, because I can totally relate to this. Take a listen to him.
Tomorrow, I'll run my first ever Peachtree Road Race, and I've been training since last fall for this moment. Today is a rest day, but if I'm being honest, my thoughts this morning were not restful. You see, when I started running, every step felt like progress and every milestone was a new first. But now I've lost 75 pounds. I've gotten faster. I can run for longer. And suddenly it feels like there's something to prove.
You can hear the nerves in his voice, though. He's like, okay, there's a race tomorrow. Yeah. I've been putting all these videos out on social media, and I have to come through. And I know this feeling because for 6 months, oh my gosh, every day I was posting, I'm running a marathon. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks before it was going to happen, I was like,
yeah,
I'm not posting anything about this anymore, because I've said I'm going to run a marathon. And if I don't finish and I get that DNF next to my name, that's going to be humiliating.
This bib has got to cross the finish line.
And literally, it doesn't matter to anyone but you. You're battling your own head. So I was so excited to see Rick's post video after the Peachtree Road Race. Take a listen to the difference in tone in his voice here.
We did it. I just finished my first ever Peachtree Road Race, and I'm here in Piedmont Park, and I'm here with my daughter, Emma. It was a great race. I'm tired and a little overwhelmed by all the people cheering us on along the 6.2-mile route. The energy out there was unbelievable. On a July 4th like today, it means something extra to be surrounded by so many neighbors and family and friends, choosing community, celebration, and shared joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, he has all the confidence in the world after completing that 6.2 miles.
Nice. Good for him. I mean, there is something to it when you've never done it before and you put yourself out there publicly. I had never done it when I ran it, and it was very public because me and Hugh Douglas ran it together. And it was like, I know I can, but can I?
Right.
Yeah. And because you know, most people just run. I mean, I don't want to speak for everybody, but a lot of people just run 5Ks.
Yeah.
So a 10K is kind of like, oh, I'm going to do it twice. I'm going to do twice what I'm normally used to in like one of the hotter time frames of the year, which is July, with like how many people? Like 30,000 people? How many people running the
peak? They capped it at 55,000 this year.
Okay. So like 55,000 people, and I don't want to be the one guy that doesn't finish. I mean, good for him. And he lost 75 pounds?
75 pounds just to run this one race. And it was extremely hot, too. Like, I was in my wave, and you know you're in trouble when you're already sweating and you haven't done anything. And you're just like, oh, my goodness. And so I didn't really train for this race this time around. I know Abe Gordon was training. I mean, I had gone on a couple runs, but I wasn't really serious about it. Abe did phenomenal. And what I love about the Peachtree is, like, it just brings out the best in, like, absolutely everyone. After the race, Abe and I were just texting each other, like, back and forth, like, okay, sign up for this race. No, you can beat this time next time around. And so I have a goal to, like, get sub an hour next year. That's what I want to do.
Wow.
But I'm doing the 4.4 miler for the All-Star Game this upcoming weekend.
So you don't... Are you comfortable with discussing your time on the air or no? You don't have to.
I mean,
I know Abe put his out there.
The thing about, I can put mine out there. It's fine because you can also, that's the other thing I don't like about races is like your information is extremely public. You can just type in someone's name and get their time. But I did like 110 this year, which is fine.
Yeah.
I can do better than that. But I always think with times, it's like either someone is going to, and I'm saying like, oh, that's not fast enough. Someone's going to be discouraged by that because they can't get to that number, or they're going to be like, oh, I'm better than that. So there's just a weird attitude surrounding it.
Yeah, there's because what's just kind of cool is to see the competitiveness of people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a guy that used to race people on treadmills at the gym. Like, if I saw someone running faster than me, I would try it out because I'm an idiot. And it motivated me. But it's good. Like, I know Abe was very proud. Abe did great. I think he ran like 53 minutes.
53.
But Abe also trained, and Abe talks so much trash that he has to come in. See, you're not a trash talker. He is. So, like, I said something to him, like, Thursday. I was like, you got your pace? He's right. He's like, you don't need him for 6 miles. I was like, okay, tough guy.
He's got three layers of moleskin on his big toe.
Yeah.
No, and I will say, and this is one of the reasons, I think what you're talking about, the entire story of what you're talking about, is one of the reasons I try not to ever hate on people who put out workout videos or whatever it may be with their goals in mind that are trying to lose weight or trying to train for something. Because I think that there is a level of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, It's like if you just make a goal and you keep it to yourself, if you don't achieve that goal or if you lax on the training for that goal, it's like, ah, you know what? It's just me.
Right.
Like I just have to look in the mirror. But if you start putting it out on, would you say he was on TikTok?
He was on TikTok.
Or Twitter or Instagram or whatever it may be, then all of a sudden it becomes more public and it's almost like an accountability partner.
That's exactly what it is.
That just happens to be your phone.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's a community that you don't know. You say it's your phone, but it's really a community that you don't know that you have now. They followed you, so you got to live up to it.
Yeah.
But it is an extremely supportive community. I want to put that out there as well. Run Talk is just unbelievable. Please go blow up Rick's account today. I want him to be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, I would love that this morning. So go, it's at the Rick V. I have also tweeted out one of his videos at Ali Mac Radio. I'll retweet it from the Morning Shift account at 929 Morning Shift. If you are considering running the Peachtree, Rick actually made a list of tips for first-timers because he's so proud of his accomplishment and he knows how to do it now. That video is out from my account at Ali Mac Radio. Coming up, we got to talk about it, guys.
No.
Was this the final blow for the Braves season? We're going to weigh out what is going on with these Braves next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.